Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Two 12-year-old boys are facing multiple charges in juvenile court following an arson investigation into a boat fire that caused extensive damage at Liberty Harbor Marina in Bay City last fall. The fire broke out around 2 a.m. on October 9, 2025, destroying a 36-foot boat and damaging several nearby vessels. No inquiry or injuries were reported, but investigators say the marina was also vandalized during the incident. The Bay City Public Safety says the case went unsolved for months until another law enforcement agency provided information that led investigators to identify two 12-year-old suspects. Police believe the pair lit a piece of paper inside the boat during the vandalism, unintentionally igniting the fire. The juveniles faced a combined 16 charges, including third-degree arson, home invasion, and larceny. One of the suspects has been arraigned in juvenile court, while authorities say the second juvenile has moved out of the area and has not yet been located. City officials estimate the fire resulted in more than $85,000 in cleanup and repair costs after insurance reimbursements. Prosecutors say arson investigations are often lengthy because of the time required to review evidence before charges are authorized. And an economic analysis estimates Michigan lost more than $4 billion as Canadian wildfire smoke disrupted businesses, tourism, outdoor events, and other industries across the state earlier this month. The report from the East Lansing-based Anderson Economic Group attributes the losses to widespread air quality alerts that forced the cancellation of concerts, fairs, sporting events, and other outdoor activities while reducing business at parks, restaurants, tourist attractions, and recreation facilities. The estimate also includes impacts on manufacturing, transportation, agriculture, and retail, along with productivity losses from outdoor workers affected by hazardous smoke conditions. Researchers say the estimate reflects direct economic losses only and does not include long-term health impacts, fire suppression costs, or damage to forests and other natural resources, meaning the overall cost could ultimately be higher. Michigan experienced some of the worst air quality in the world during the height of the smoke event, with air quality index readings exceeding 800 in parts of mid-Michigan. State officials issued multiple air quality alerts, prompting widespread cancellation and advisories for residents to limit time outdoors. The Anderson Economic Group estimates New York sustained about $5 billion in losses from the same smoke event, while Wisconsin's losses approach $2 billion. Analysts say they expect to update their findings as additional economic data becomes available. When we return from this McVeigh Insurance Agency's sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Combine your policies and save big with McVeigh Insurance Agency. Hi, this is Tammy Pulaski. We offer multi-policy discounts when you have your home, automobile, and life insurance with the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. For a free quote, call 989-269-9977.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Protecting your personal articles is not expensive. In fact, cost is quite minimal. This is Sean McVay. Let us provide a quote to keep your property, your home, and your personal articles safe, sound, and secure. Contact McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Cardy. Continuing with our local news, a suspect is in custody following an alleged shooting. Following an alleged shooting in Saginaw Township that left no one injured. Saginaw Township police say officers responded about 5:55 p.m. Thursday to the 2000 block of North Center Road after receiving a report of felonious assault. Investigators say a man told officers he had been shot at, but the gunfire did not strike him. Police arrested a suspect Friday during a traffic stop on Weiss Street in Saginaw Township. Authorities say the case appears to be an isolated incident, and there is no ongoing threat to the public. The investigation remains active, and anyone with information is asked to contact Saginaw Township Police Department Investigations Division at 989-791-7226. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McVay Auto Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.